Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. My name is Will Johnson. My website is uniteamericafirst.com. I want to thank all of you for joining us. This broadcast is sponsored by ATP, American Truth Project. I want all of y'all to make sure that you share this information out. Share the location of where you're listening to this. Please get the info out. Also, all you have to do is just go to anything, any browser and type in ATP Project, American Truth Project, to find out more information. Riding with me shotgun is my producer, Shannon. She keeps me in line and everything. She makes sure that I'm staying in order, staying on time, staying on track, staying on subject. Because sometimes I like to veer off and go off to other places because my mind just rambles with all this stuff that's going on.
Well, to be honest, there's a lot going on, right?
It's easy to do that. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah,
100%.
Today was a big day.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge day.
Yeah, and we're sitting here trying to get everything and get sound bites to say, what do we want to talk about? What does this person say? What do the liberals say? What do the Republicans are saying? And we're like all over the place, and man, it gets overwhelming. And then you sit there and you have a pile of information you're trying to sift through.
I thought you were
going to
say something else there for a second ago.
For a second ago?
You said a pile of.
Crap. No, just kidding.
You know, there's a lot of that going around right now. And you know what's really amazing to me? Because as of today, we are in a recession, right?
Well,
but if you listen to the left, they say that we're not in a recession.
Yeah.
You know what? It's like they're lying right before your eyes, like, oh, we're in a recession. No, we're not in a recession. We're creating jobs. They're actually not recreating jobs either. They're lying. The only thing that's taking place is people going back to work. So if anything, they should come out and say, you know what, people would have more respect for them if they actually came out and said, you know what, we have historic job return, people historic return to work. Then I was like, you know what, okay, I agree, because that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Because, you know, during the shutdown, people lost their jobs, people lost their businesses, they lost their income, everything, all that happened. And then the federal government didn't create anything. The people that lost their businesses and companies that laid off employees during that time, they said, okay, well, we need to hire more people because, you know, people going back out. They lifted these whole mandates that, you know, personally should have never been in the first place, but they lifted all of them. But guess what? They're saying that they created jobs. They didn't create anything. All they did was create more chaos. They create more havoc, create more border crisis, they create more food crisis, they created energy crisis. That's what they created. But when it comes to jobs, they didn't create anything.
Oh my gosh, make it
nothing.
Stop. Make it stop. You know, that's how I feel like every single day. You know, yesterday we were reporting on the, you know, now they were trying, they're having a difficult time defining whether we were in a recession or not, and how do we define recession. All of a sudden, this administration, just like the liberals do now, they are trying to redefine and change everything from what has been historically true. Now they're saying, oh, two consecutive falls in the GDP doesn't necessarily mean that you're in a recession. Biden has gotten with his professionals, and they're not agreeing to that.
Are they professionals?
They're really not. I was going to say that.
I'm like, really? They claim to be, right? But,
yeah.
And you know what's really amazing to me is that they're coming out, like the whole Green New stinking deal, that all of a sudden, like, they got Manchin to jump on board.
Yeah.
And it's like now they're wanting us to trying to convince all of us that spending more money, adding more to the deficit, is going to actually bring down the interest rate, is going to actually bring down inflation, is actually going to help out with the economy.
Yeah.
So they're basically doing what they've done in the past, thinking that they're going to get different results.
Yeah. You know, there was a soundbite. We actually didn't get it, but I saw it earlier this week where Biden said, hey, listen, the last thing you want to do during inflation is tax the people. But guess what? That's what the Democrats are getting ready to do. But why don't we go ahead and jump into this? Well, I'm going to give out the number real quick in case you want to come on online and talk to Will. The number is, if you're ready, it is 516 515-895-8069. You need to press number 1 to come on the line. Very important. Once again, 516-595-8069. Press 1. So, well, let's get into this. Let's go ahead and, you know, as soon as they announced the second drop in the GDP, Biden came out very confident. Doesn't seem to bother him one bit.
Nope.
Right? Because his agenda is still going through. You want to play soundbite?
So we'll play this one. And this is a tidbit. Now, he's supposed to come out again today. And he may be on right now. I don't know. I get away from the news at some point. But he's supposed to come out again and talk more about the recession that we're not in. Wink, 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 wink. But listen to what he says here. Because he's completely, him along with the Democrats are completely ignoring the situation that we're in.
And let me speak to one other issue. Let me speak to one other issue, the GDP, and whether or not we are in a recession. Both Chairman Powell and many of the significant banking personnel and economists say we're not in a recession. But let me just give you what the facts are in terms of the state of the economy. Number one, we have a record job market of record unemployment of 3.6% today. We've created 9 million new jobs so far.
New jobs. Those are people going back to work.
Yeah, that's my whole thing. They didn't create anything.
No, they didn't.
You know, they keep saying that they created, but exactly how did they do it then? Exactly how did they create it? That's the question.
He has a magic potion if that's the case. Or either that.
No.
He would have had to do the things that Trump did. Trump is the one that created those jobs. Trump got more Americans working than any other president, recent history. And you know what? When they went back to work, that's when they say, oh, we created these jobs. These people went back to work.
Yeah, they didn't create anything. It's ridiculous.
President, businesses are investing in America at record rates, Foreign business like SK and others are investing in America, hundreds of millions and trillions of dollars, some total. $100 billion in semiconductor investments already announced by Intel, Samsung, and Texas Instruments. More than $100 billion in electric vehicle battery investments by Ford, General Motors, Hyundai, Tesla, and more. And just last week, as I said, SK Corporation of the Republic of Korea announced $22 billion in new investment in semiconductor batteries, chargers, and medical devices, creating another 16,000 jobs here in America.
Okay.
First of all, they anticipate it's going to create those jobs. Not
right.
That it has. As of today, those 16 jobs have not been created. Right? He's literally depending on these manufacturers to hire these people.
Right.
And this bill doesn't even stipulate that they have to hire this many people. We're putting money literally in the corporations that are making money. You want to say rich? He's giving it
to the
rich.
Don't they constantly talk against that?
Yeah.
Putting money into corporations.
Right.
Don't they constantly come and say that we don't want to do that?
Yeah.
And because giving corporations, the corporations are the problem. Don't they constantly say that?
Right. And actually, the bill that they're about to pass, we don't even have the technology yet, people, to do what they are spending this bill on to do. So it's going to take years. Really? For this to even come to be manufactured?
Yeah, it's going to take years. Just like the XL pipeline, they kept saying when they shut it down, they kept saying, well, you know what? It's going to be years. It would have been years before it's ready anyway. But this, in this case, is okay. And guess what? While they're going to do this because they passed it, it's going to be years before it's actually up and running and going.
And another thing, Will, they're not even confined to only make sure that those jobs are created here in America. They could go to China, which is what we have been doing because they have the technology. We don't.
Bingo.
So if they want to process this faster, guess where they're going to go? They're not even going to do it here in America. They're going to give the money to China. So
yep.
How does this stimulate our economy, I ask you?
It doesn't. It's actually going to add more deficit to our economy.
More deficit. More federal spending.
Yep.
Contributes to higher inflation, which will drop our GDP again. This is not the first quarter. It's going to keep going.
Yep, that's who's going to. China.
China.
Okay,
China.
We do have a
okay, listen to this.
And this is powering the strongest rebound in American manufacturing in over three decades, creating 613,000 manufacturing jobs. Passing the CHIPS bill is going to put another $72 billion for incentives and tax credits to expand semiconductor production. And the Inflation Reduction Act will add another $370 billion in clean energy tax credits in reconciliation, including incentives to accelerate domestic production of solar panels, wind turbines, batteries, and critical materials processing. That doesn't sound like a recession to me. Thank you very much.
And then he walks away, and it doesn't sound like a recession to me. But did you notice something else that was going on in this video?
He's such a coward. He can't even stand there and take questions.
Did you notice something else that was going on here? And he's in a room full of people, and he's constantly sniffing.
Oh, he doesn't have a mask on?
Yeah, and he doesn't have a mask on. He's constantly sniffing. So they said he was clear of COVID. He's not clear of COVID. He still has it in his system, and he's still probably contagious. I mean, just think about it, because everyone who's been shot and double vaxxed and all of that, they've been showing up with the vaccine. We know people right around the corner that lives in our neck of the wood that's been fully vaccinated and fully boosted 15 times, and they're still showing up with it.
Well, he's had a negative test. I don't know what that means.
What does
I don't
that
even
even mean?
I don't
remember
even care
Elon
about
Musk did a negative test, positive. Negative, negative, positive, 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 negative. Can we really, truly trust these tests? I really don't. I don't trust anything when it comes out the federal government. I really don't. But then, anyways, so we end up, you know, after watching this, we end up getting, you know, looking at the media, looking at the news, and seeing what they're saying, and then
the reaction.
Of course, do we have a reaction from Fox News about Joe Brandon not taking any phone calls? And you know, Did I say phone calls? Yeah.
He didn't take any questions.
Yeah. I'm saying phone calls.
Phone calls were last week when he had COVID.
Maybe I'm thinking we need to get the number out one more time just in case someone didn't get the number so they can call in and see if we get some phone calls. Good call.
We're multi-thinking.
Yeah. He didn't take any questions, right?
Right.
He didn't take any questions. And the question is why not? He just storms off like, this is not what a recession looks like to me. Well, the economy is down two consecutive quarters. That's what it is.
You know what? They constantly, oh, my gosh, I can't even, I get so frustrated because I can't even comprehend how they can completely ignore what is happening in America. They completely lie about the border. They completely lie about inflation. They completely lie about the recession. They completely lie about the bills that they're passing. They only tell us the highlights. They don't tell us the dirt that's down in them. They tell the American people that our elections are some of the best in the world, and yet they say they're not the best in the world, and we have to now put it into the federal government. They're so wishy-washy on so many things that they talk about. It's like they live in this complete different world with a different set of rules, and the rest of the world is out here going, that's not really how we've traditionally said it. But it's like he just can't admit he's a failure. He's a total failure.
Well,
and it hasn't even been 2 years yet.
No, it hasn't even been 2 years.
I'm scared.
So let me bring up another point here, because this is something that I discovered in doing my research of looking at the different stuff about this recession. So as of July the 26th, 2022, Google had, if you went on there and you type in what is a recession, or if you just type in the word recession, they give you some key points, some drop downs that you can hit, and it shows what is a recession and different things. Well, the first thing that they had in there, and let me, for everyone that's listening, and let's get the phone number ready again because I don't think you gave it out. July 26th of this year, Google had on their platform, it said what a recession is. A long-standing rule of thumb holds that recession occurs when the economy shrinks for two consecutive quarters. They had that on their website. They had that on their website as of July the 22nd. Now, when it comes to today, and, you know, my research, I'm not there looking at this. I'm like, okay, so let me go pull it up one more time just so I can take it. to now they change it. And when I took a screenshot of it, I took a screenshot of this yesterday. What a recession means, right? I took a screenshot yesterday, and right after their definition, they have 1 day ago, meaning that's when it was updated. 1 day ago. As of now, if you go out there, it would say 2 days ago. Now they change it from a, you know, two consecutive quarters. This is what they have now. Officially, the NBER defines recession as a significant decline in economy activity that is spread across the economy and lasts more than a few months. This has been going on for over 6 months. So when do they say it's a recession? See, they're trying to say it's a recession because of all the jobs, the people returning to work. They're trying to say it's not a recession. Because people are buying stuff, they're trying to say it's not a recession. They see people going to the store, they're hurting when they go to the grocery store, they're hurting when they go to the gas station, and they say, we're not in a recession because people are still buying it. People have to work. People have to buy bread, milk, right? Yeah. The people buy things that they need to survive, and it's hurting. And regardless that it's hurting people, people go like, well, you know what, they're still buying it, so we're not in a recession. People are returning to work, so we're not in a recession. They're not creating any jobs. It's the biggest lie. It's another lie that they're telling again.
Yeah, and you know, it's sad because even the Department of Treasury Secretary Yellen, you know, she said not too long ago that she had it wrong about, you know, the way that the economy was going. And now all of a sudden she's still living in this world of, well, we're still not going to call it a recession because of the job market. The job market is actually left over from Trump. But here's the thing. It's going to change, Will. You know, you and I were talking about this.
Yeah.
And you and I actually did some research on all these companies that said they're getting ready to do layoffs. Facebook, 10%. Shopify, what was it, 15 or 20%. You got the Wall Street was talking about layoffs. Silicon Valley is talking about layoffs. Layoffs are coming. And, you know, we've been trying to sustain, companies have been trying to get back to normal after the pandemic, as you would call it. And they just have, they've been trying, and now the economy is just falling apart because of all this federal spending and everything that our government's doing. And so it's going to bite them in the butt. It's coming.
Oh, it's most definitely coming. So here's the list what you're referring to where it says Spotify.
Shopify
will lay off. Looks like they're going to lay off 10% of their workers, according to – if you just go onto Google and you type in layoffs 2022, this is out there right now on Google. Rumors of Oracle. And listen, this was reported 2 days ago, okay, just 2 days ago. Do you think that they're going to reverse this now that we're in a recession? No,
no.
It's probably going to increase even more.
Yeah.
And then they have, like, some other ones. Was this electric truck maker? Aren't they pushing for electric trucks?
Rivian.
This was 8 hours ago.
Yeah, this is brand new, actually.
Yeah, that was 8 hours ago.
It's kind of changed a little bit.
Tech industry mass layoffs 22 signs off.
As for Silicon Valley.
Yep, the Silicon Valley. And then Facebook employees layoff. Shopify I mentioned again. And then there was Facebook. Facebook looking to lay off 10% of its employees.
Ford, 8,000 workers.
That's insane. And you know what? You're talking about 10% of Facebook? You know what?
People said they were getting ready to do layoffs, too, and the employees found out from the article
through the
on
media.
The media, yeah.
Google found out through an article.
So this isn't even comprehensive
media.
Here, really. These are just the ones that they found out about. You know, my brother, he works as a CPA for small businesses, anywhere from $25 million up to $1 billion.
That's a small business, $1 billion?
Yeah.
I want to be a small business like that.
But, you know, he was saying that, you know, a lot of these companies are hurting and they're getting ready to offload, you know, because they're going to prepare for a couple of years now. And, you know, their job is to protect their company, right? I mean, same thing with what Biden and them are doing with this Build Back Better Green New Deal that they're getting ready to pass. You know, they're going to increase taxes. It's just a part of it. And so what's going to happen when the economy is the way it is? They're trying to stay afloat, and they get taxed. Who's going to hurt? It's the middle class and the lower class are the ones that get hurt because they're the ones that are going to get laid off. You know, if I was a business person, I'm sorry, I'm worried about my business, and my everything's gone up in price, and now I'm getting taxed at the Wahoo, you know, guess the only thing I can really get rid of is employees and assets.
Yep, and so I just went out there and did another quick search.
Uh-huh.
This was as of December 2020. Facebook had 58,604 employees.
Ooh, okay.
10% of that is 5,860 employees looking to get laid off.
That's a lot of people.
5,000.
Yeah.
860 employees. On top of Ford talking about 8,000 employees.
And you know,
talking
about
Google. How much did Google say? You remember?
They didn't say.
And you know what's interesting?
But there's a domino effect.
You know what's interesting? Mm-hmm. When we typed in layoff for 2020 yesterday. 2022. Yesterday, one of the top searches here was Google was on the list. Remember,
yeah.
Because we saw it. Google employees found out via the media.
Yeah,
and now that information is not even there.
They were also saying that there was going to be massive layoffs on Wall Street, if you remember.
Yep,
so there was going to be layoffs.
Maybe it's on the second page here. We're looking down here. Nope. I don't see anything about Google with the – yep. Wow. So they removed that just like they changed the definition of recession. All of this is right now geared toward the recession. Did you give the number out?
I'll get it again. Are you going to get that video up? Because we need to show some of
which
stuff.
One? I have them already.
Oh, not video,
I have
but
all the audio clips ready.
So the number is 516-595-8069. Push 1 to come on the line. Once again, 516-595-8069.
Okay. So here's the reaction after
from Fox.
Joe Biden, you know, went out there and basically lied to the American people. You know, nothing new there, but listen to this.
I mean, if you just take a step back, as we're digging through what's in this agreement, and there are, I think, a number of potential poison pills for virtually every Republican on Capitol Hill embedded in there. But if you just step back and look at it more broadly, we are in a period of hyperinflation. People are getting crushed. Families are hurting. And in the last 2 days, the Senate has voted to spend hundreds of billions in new money and agreed apparently to spend hundreds of billions more on top of that, more north combined, more than $500 trillion in new spending in the middle of this inflation. And we are now officially a few hours ago in a recession based on the traditional definition that we've all been using for decades. And hours after that became formal, based on the data coming out today, the president comes to the podium, reads some words off the teleprompter to triumphantly announce tax increases. As we are either in the teeth or heading into this looming recession, it's so backwards. And then he gives a few little talking points about how it's not really a recession for these good reasons. No questions, goodbye, and walks out. It's breathtaking.
Yeah.
It is breathtaking. By the way, could I just – I'm going to credit you fully because you just told me about it. I didn't realize that in this new Manchin-approved plan – there's apparently a tax on coal.
A tax increase on coal. Phil Kirpin, a conservative analyst.
He's from coal country. I mean, how could he agree to that?
That's going to hurt Manchin come this midterm election. I'm going to say that's going to hurt him because people are going to say, dude, you just penalized your constituents directly.
Yeah, there's some things going on with Manchin. You know, everybody's sitting here going, come on now, what's going on? What made Manchin flip? One of them, I don't think, was the coal. But there's another thing that's of interest that we have another video where Fox Business was talking about how Manchin, there's a proposal where they'll run a pipeline from West Virginia, which is Manchin state, to another state. And perhaps that is why he agreed. And you know what, Will? If that's the case, maybe those people that are owners of that pipeline, they may have been contributors to Manchin. And they're probably like, yeah, you know what? If they do that, then we'll support you in the next election, and we give you the red light, the green light to go ahead and approve this bill. That's what I'm just putting it out there. I don't know. Everybody's kind of wondering because it was so huge, right?
Manchin
flipped.
Yeah, it's huge.
Something
that Manchin
has to have happened.
Yeah, they got to him some kind of way. Something did happen for Manchin to flip like this because he's been on the right side of all of this until now. And now the day before we go into a recession, he flips and changes. And now all of a sudden we're in a recession. Is it possible that he can come back and say, you know what, because we're in a recession now, I'm going to have to put a hold on this?
Nah.
You don't think he's going to?
Come on now. He's not stupid. He knew that today's numbers were going to be another fall.
Yeah, we were calling it too.
I think he probably said it before, because then he would be like, people would be like, oh, come on now.
So again, this goes right along with the whole World Economic Forum. All of this, and you know, that's one thing no one ever talks about that. And it's like when I bring it up, people are like, oh, okay, you're talking about the World Economic Forum again, you talk about the New World Liberal Order again, you know, it's just all over again. But you know what? I went out there and I looked it up. On their website, the World Economic Forum website, they literally had on there, tear down the world economies. That's what they believed in. Tearing down the entire world economies and then building them back better. That's where the whole slogan came from. And then they said they're going to do it with a socialist capitalist economic system, where socialism and capitalism cannot coexist. But they only said that to get capitalists. Oh, okay, this is going to be for us too. No, it's not. It doesn't work that way. But all of this is by design.
Yeah,
the day we come out with a recession, we're in a recession, and then they're talking about more spending. I mean, that's the whole definition of insanity. Keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. You can't make this stuff up.
You know, it's weird because this is just another thing that Democrats and Republicans are split on. Democrats are going to say, we're not in a recession, right? Republicans are going to say, by tradition, by any other measure that we've ever measured before, we're in a recession. But the Democrats, they change everything to fit what they want the people to believe.
Yeah.
Right? It's
but
crazy.
It's the same thing here. I mean, we're seeing it blatantly right in front of our very eyes. And I discovered that they changed the definition on Google to appease what Biden and the Biden administration is saying. They literally changed the definition on Google because they know everybody goes to Google to find out information. So they changed. They're actually changing the facts.
Right.
They're changing the facts. And you got the nerve. They have their nerves to talk about disinformation. And I'm telling you, the fake fact checkers are going to jump all on board for anyone who come out and say the original definition of a recession.
Oh, yeah.
If they come out and they talk about the original definition of a recession, they're going to come out and go against it.
Yeah.
100%.
100%. I agree with you. It's crazy. Let's go ahead and...
Let me play this one here.
Yeah, is it...
Let me play this one here.
Is this Fox Business or is this CNN?
No, this is... I want to go with the press secretary here.
Oh, okay.
And have her explain what the definition of a recession is.
If things are going so great, though, then why is it the White House officials are trying to redefine recession?
No, we're not redefining recession.
If we all understand a recession to be two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth in a row, and then you have White House officials come up here to say, no, that's not what a recession is. It's something else. How is that not redefining recession?
Because that's not the definition.
It is the definition. And Google said, okay, she said it's not the definition, so we need to change the definition. I mean, how is this not tech companies working with the federal liberal government? If they work with the liberal federal government when it comes to changing the definition of what a recession is, what's to stop them from changing the definition or changing the facts on something else? This just goes to prove it. This is so big that so many people are like, they can't believe it.
Yeah.
That is so big that they won't believe it. And they go, there's no way that they all can coordinate together to make this the definition. When it is the definition, we're seeing it happen right before our very eyes. Listen.
That is not the definition.
Brian Deese said in 2008, of course, economists have a technical definition, which is of a recession, which is two consecutive quarters of negative growth.
I can tell
and
you
yesterday
this.
Yesterday he said two negative quarters of GDP growth is not the technical definition of a recession.
It is not. It is not.
Why did he say that?
It is not. I can speak to what he said yesterday in front of all of you, which is the last thing that you just repeated. There are many factors, economic factors and indicators to consider And I will say that the textbook definition of recession is not two negative quarters of GDP.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
What does she even know about textbook definitions? Come on, this is a woman that can't answer anything.
But you know what? I mean, I'm still so irritated that, you know, Google changed it to line up with these socialists. And they're tearing the country. It doesn't make any sense because, if I'm not mistaken, Google is an American-based business. Google they have employees here. But you know what? They're so filthy rich.
Well, they get government subsidies.
They can care less what happens to the rest of us because they're so filthy rich. The company is going to last because they're billionaire. It's a billion-dollar industry with Google.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. You want to take a caller? Will we have a caller?
Oh, we have a caller?
Yes,
absolutely.
We do.
I'm excited. We
have All right. We got Brenda from Mount Vernon, Illinois.
Awesome. Hey, Brenda. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Will, long time no talk.
Yes.
I call in about many subjects, but you guys have been on the Google subject. Well, on the news yesterday, and I don't know if you've seen this, I'm in Illinois, of course, and J.B. Pritzker was announcing that millions or billions that they were going to give to, like, some building, I don't know what they said, but to redo it and put Google in there in Chicago. And where's that money coming from?
I heard about that.
So I wonder if that's all part
of
this whole
deal. I think we know the money's going to come from the taxpayers. We know that much. It's going to come from you and
I. I think they've been duping us, and this is part of this money that they're doing. You know, Google's in on all of this anyway. You know what I'm saying?
I would agree.
Yeah, they're going to give Google all this money to supposedly bring a bunch of jobs to Chicago, but it's going to fail because nobody's going to have any jobs to give.
Well, like I just said, if you go to Google right now and type in layoffs 2022, you'll see all of these companies that are getting ready to lay off. And now that we're in a recession that they want to ignore, the companies are not going to ignore it because they see what's happening. They're not going to ignore it. They're going to go right along with it, and more people are going to get laid off.
And why are they giving, you know, all this money to Google, you know, whenever the people are hurting so bad? That's just, you know, I mean, I just think it's all part of the grand scheme, and Google is part of it.
Yeah, my question even beyond that is why are we giving money to Ukraine, and why are we giving money to China, and why are we giving money to all these other people and American people are suffering?
Did you see where the president of Ukraine and his wife got a front page on the, what was it, Vogue or whatever?
Yeah, it was Vogue. It was pretty ridiculous. They were talking about the challenge of war and what it's had on their marriage. And I'm like, who freaking cares? We got bigger problems. And meanwhile, today, Russia, like, just bombed them today in a location that's not even on the front lines. It was, like, deeper into Ukraine. And I'm sorry. I don't think Ukraine's going to be around for very much longer. But
I don't think that was the plan to begin with. I really don't. I think Biden's been hiding stuff over there in Ukraine for a long time.
Right. You know what? It's just like I constantly say that what's happening, what we're seeing across the world, even in the United States of America, is that they have this agenda for the Build Back Better, and that's tearing down all the world economic systems. That's what this is all about. And that's why we're seeing this experience here in the United States of America. It's going to get worse. It's going to get a lot worse.
Oh, it's
going to
get way worse.
I mean, so
you're right.
We're supposed to believe Joe Biden when he tells us that we're not in a recession, but everyone's seeing that we're in a recession. How does that work? What were you saying?
He doesn't even feel that way. This is all just a big joke. Joe Biden ain't even really running his own self. You know, there's somebody else been running it for all this whole time.
I agree.
Yeah, I think that's becoming more and more obvious.
And I think a lot of Republicans, unfortunately, are in on it as well. So, you know, I don't know where that leaves us all. Just pray, pray, pray is all we can do.
Well, we can, you know, it's interesting, but I hope that some of these Republicans do get in office, and I do hope Congress loses the majority, and I hope that these Republicans actually step up to the plate and do what they say that they're going to do. But we'll see, you know. And, you know, every time we look at the news and we do everything, we sit there and go, how can it get worse? You know, you anticipate stuff going one way, and then, like, yesterday Manchin threw a whole wrench in it and now is back in bed with the Democrats and this huge spending bill, which in 2 days, our government that's already put us into high inflation and possible and recession is about to spend $1 trillion in 2 days on two ridiculous bills that, quite honestly, is not going to do anything for us in the short term.
No, it's not. You know, and on a total another subject that it comes into all this is our schools. Well, my oldest grandson is getting ready to start kindergarten. And you wouldn't believe the money, the things that they want them to buy for these schools. You know, and these school, the teachers unions are getting a whole big kickback on all of this as well. I mean, it's the amount of money they want you to spend. You what?
I most certainly hope that your grandchild isn't going into a liberal school and the parents are really involved. I mean, I switched to homeschooling my kids. I couldn't stand it any longer. And my kids weren't even young when all this is happening. It's like gotten worse in the past couple of years. So, I'm going to say a prayer for them.
I told my daughter to keep a close eye and go to all the school board meetings and, you know, and all that. And I'll go with her if she, you know, and just keep an eye on the everyday things that he's doing, you know.
Yep.
But it's getting really scary for these young ones, for everybody, but, you know, for the young ones.
100%. You know, you're 100% correct. And one of the things that, you know, parents and even grandparents should drill into their children, tell me everything.
If they try to tell you to hide something
from mommy and daddy, from grandma and grandpa, you need to come tell me. Don't say anything to the teacher. Just come tell me. I will save you. I will protect you. They need to know that you'll be more protected by the parent than the teacher. Because the teachers are saying, don't tell your parents because your parents will get angry with you.
You know, it's funny because even when my youngest was in school and he was having problems, I said, let me tell you something. If I need to pull you out, I will pull you out. Right? I did not want him to feel like he was stuck. You know?
Right,
listen, if something happens, you don't like it, there are other options for you. Trust me.
Yep.
Yeah, even in preschool, you know, they kind of picked on him a little bit, you know, because I think he's got a little bit of ADD, and they kind of picked on him a little bit,
I mean,
on the bus and everything.
All males.
my son has severe dyslexia, so
yeah,
you know,
it's pretty much all males, and even my producers say I have it now, every now and then, you know.
I mean, you know what? To be honest with you, every child has something because they're growing, they're learning, they're getting to know themselves. You know, I know every single one of my child had some kind of bump in the road. It's going to happen. But the sad thing is the way that the adults handle it now. You know, that's the sad thing, is we don't handle it the right way.
Exactly.
But anyways, thanks for the call.
A lot of younger parents were lazy, but thank you for taking my call, and God bless you both.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much for the call, Brenda. All right, awesome. Okay, so. I want to go back to the inflation, because we're still stuck on inflation. Because today's a huge day.
Oh.
And it's like we're in the middle of recession right now, right? And the gas prices.
We're at the beginning of a recession.
It's like we've been in a recession.
Oh, it's going to get worse.
We've been in a recession, but now it's like confirmed recession.
Okay.
And even though it's been confirmed, they're still lying to you. Don't know. We're not in a recession. No. They're lying. So let me play this one. And I think this is what you were talking about earlier, what you were referring to about how on Fox they were talking about Manchin, right?
Oh,
how
yeah.
Manchin, like there might be some kind of special deals that Manchin made to get him to go along with this. And, you know, they're trying to say doing the Green New Deal will save the economy.
So wrong.
When they're going to, and also in this Green New Deal, they're going to actually stop drilling on some of these other some of the oil fields and that they're already doing.
People don't even know this. I think there was a country that I actually saw. Was it Argentina today?
Yes.
Is collapsing.
Argentina.
And you know one reason why they're collapsing?
Why?
because of the Green New Deals that they're putting out there. Their economy is literally collapsing. This is not for our economy. Our economy runs on what? It runs on energy. It runs on gas and oil. It's how we go to work. It's how we do everything. You cannot eliminate that and switch over to wind power and solar power. It is not the same.
It's going to hurt.
It does not give us the same power.
It's the same thing with Pete Buttigieg said. For everyone who has an electric vehicle, this is going to really benefit them.
But it's
going to No, electric vehicle is going to benefit them. But everyone who doesn't have an electric vehicle that's still using gas, it's going to hurt them even more.
But you need gas to even do the electrical car,
well,
so it comes in.
Well,
a weird
what's
going to
happen is that the gas prices, my opinion, and I pray that I'm wrong, the gas prices are going to go through the roof even more. So people who are already struggling, at some point they're going to say, I just can't buy the gas. We're going to see vehicles just stranded.
That has actually started happening, by
this
the way.
Saying, we're going to see vehicles like Mad Max time,
yeah,
just it everywhere because you can't put gas in it, and then you're going to see electric vehicles, because then at that point, only people will be able to ride around is people who can afford to charge their vehicles.
Well, actually, they've had problems with both of those. People have been running out of gas, and people have
run out of
energy. There's not enough electrical chargers,
yeah.
So people travel cross country and stuff haven't been able to charge their cars. There's like weird dynamic happening here in America.
It's a collapse of our economy. Okay, listen to this.
Bring in Brian Brenberg, Professor Brenberg, economics professor, no less. Brian, are we in, I say we're in stagflation mode. What say you?
Yeah. Yes, we have stagflation, Stuart, and we have 10,000 maniacs in Washington, D.C., because in the midst of stagflation, these guys want to spend more money, $1 trillion this week in money that passed the Senate and that is proposed by Schumer and Manchin. This is insane. We got into stagflation because of overspending and all of this green new nonsense, and now we're going to do more of it coming out of D.C. That is a recipe to take what you saw today and extend it for months to come, Stuart.
Now, do you have any explanation for why Senator Manchin did this 180? I mean, just a couple of months ago, he was saying no new taxes, no big spending on green energy. We're not having any of that. And now he's put forward a plan, as you say, with over $500 trillion in taxes and $370 billion on climate and energy. Why did he change his mind? Any idea?
The worst possible timing. You could not pick a worse day for that announcement to come out on than today. Look, he's a politician, Stuart. He's a Democrat, and his party matters when it comes to his reelection, and he's doing his political math. That's the problem when the economy is controlled by politicians. They're interested primarily in their own prospects to get reelected, and he thought he could sneak something in here, spend some money, get Democrats to back him again, maybe not ruffle the feathers of people in West Virginia. If you're in West Virginia today, you ought to be incensed that in the middle of stagflation, your senator is talking about $750 billion in tax hikes and spending. That is an economy killer.
One quick point. The language in this new plan may allow some more rapid permitting of pipelines. Did you know that? And one of the pipelines which could be permitted is the Mountain Valley Pipeline that takes nat gas from West Virginia, Manchin's home state, to neighboring Virginia. I wonder if that had anything to do with it. I'm being kind of snarky here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, probably. And I hear that they're dangling that as part of this deal. I've also heard that's supposed to come later as part of this deal. I'll believe it when I see it, Stuart. But, hey, how about this? Do the pipeline by itself. You don't have to spend all the money. You don't have to do the taxes. Do the pipeline.
Good
actually
point.
Help Americans save a little money and for once fight inflation. But they're not doing that. They're spending. They're centralizing power. And American budget gets squeezed. Federal budgets grow like crazy.
That was a really good point. It's a really good point.
Yeah.
So Manchin is basically folded caving in. And I'm gonna be an optimist here. I'm gonna go out on a whim and say that maybe he'll like come out today at some point, or when they actually vote on it and be like, you know what, I with good conscience, because we're truly in a recession now that I can't do this. We need to try to fix this. I mean,
why announce that you supported that at this point, if you're still on the fence?
I'm just thinking out loud here. Maybe, because there's still cinema.
She's still against it. And actually, there was Tom Cotton. He came out and he was saying from Arkansas, Republican of Arkansas. He said that, you know what, cinema's actually been even more against
Manchin.
Yeah, spending this money than Manchin was. So, you know, he's like, I haven't talked to her, but, you know, he thinks that she's still against it. But we'll see. But I don't know, Will. It's a hot mess. You know what, though? One thing we haven't done yet is we haven't talked about CNN's reaction. So let's do that really quick before the show's over.
No, CNN's reaction?
Yeah.
Oh, we still got like 15 minutes here. We're good. So CNN afterwards came out, you know, and they're talking about it, but they're talking about the recession and they even admit the two quarters, but they still try to flip what a recession is, even though they see all the data. Let me ask you this, Shanna. If President Trump was still in office and we hit two quarters like this, what would they be saying?
We'd be in a recession.
This is a recession.
This is because of his failed policy.
Yep. That's
right?
Exactly what they'd be saying.
We told you that he was about big companies and he didn't care about the little people. La da 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 da.
This is exactly what they would be saying. Hands down. So we have 15 minutes left. If you want to give us a call.
And they would even say he can't bank on the job market because it's about to go away. People are about to get laid off.
Yeah.
Like, they'll actually think logically if Trump was in the office,
they would say this is a recession. But now they're trying to say that it's not. So if you want to give us a call in, if you're listening to this on the radio right now, you should be able to see the number and give us a call in. But listen to what the Communist News Network, CNN, says.
It is dismal, right? This gross product, a domestic product report, this is the second quarter to see a dip. So what does it mean? The president is insisting, and quoting Jerome Powell, that this is not a recession.
Yeah, well, Frederica,
what does history tell us? Yeah.
At a minimum, this is an economy that is clearly losing altitude. Blockbuster growth last year, 6%, 2%, nearly 7%. But look at this, two quarters in a row, the latest numbers out this morning, nearly a 1% decline in GDP at an annual rate, a big drop-off from what we saw at the end.
So last quarter, it was a drop of 1.6% below, negative 1.6.
Yes.
Today is negative 1.9.
Right.
They might as well go ahead and say it's a full point. I mean, seriously, might as well go 1.9, and I think they're, you know, CNN, they're probably fudging the numbers, wherever they're getting it from. It's probably a full percentage.
Of last year. Why is it negative? Okay. Consumer spending slowed down, partially because people are getting hit by high inflation. The housing market stumbled. Government spending declined. But the big one is this inventory glut. Retailers like Target, Walmart, they stocked up on too much stuff, trying to get ahead of the supply chain crisis. Shifts in consumer spending, that has caused a massive hangover. And so you put all that together, and you have a negative number when it comes to GDP. That is a concern.
And you know what? He just lied about something. He said government spending is down.
Oh no!
Did you hear him? Listen, listen to this part right here because he talks about, and then he goes and blames it on companies like Walmart and Target for buying all this extra stuff. Right? Listen again.
Hit by high inflation, the housing market stumbled. Government spending declined, but the big one.
Government spending declined.
Oh my gosh! You know what?
Come on.
There was actually a report that came out. We don't have it with us right now, but it said it took our government 250 years to accumulate a $7 trillion.
How many years?
215.
215 years to accumulate a $7 trillion debt.
Right. Biden did it in a year and a half.
He did what?
Accumulated. Actually, it's at $9 trillion.
It's
$9 trillion
a year and a half.
And it's going to go to $10 trillion if they pass all these bills they want to right now. So in 2 years, his spending has been out of control. That's irresponsible reporting right there.
I mean, really, he literally said government spending is down.
But that's
it's
part
declining.
Of the, that's part of the story.
Yeah, that's it's a lie.
They
and then they turn around and blame the businesses for not for buying extra stuff.
Because that goes back to COVID and And
yeah,
and
that's the, what he's trying to say. Well, you know, because after that they tried to get build back up and get everything back in here. But
yeah, it's
for
a
him
way
to
go around
it
and say it's not Biden's responsibility; it's the pandemic that was part of the problem.
Of course,
ridiculous.
Of course.
Yeah, here's Tom Cotton. He actually did an interview on Fox News, and he talks about the new recession numbers.
This is a terrible deal, and we have to stop it.
All right, hold on. Let me.
Someone
gave this to me at a low audio recording. Here we go.
This is a terrible bill, and we have to stop it.
Reading through this proposed spending bill from Schumer and Manchin, Senator, it looks like, as the bills always do, that the tax increases won't raise nearly the amount of money that they do, and the spending will be in perpetuity. Say the expansion for the premium enhancement for Obamacare, it's not going to last 3 years. It'll last, well, forever, meaning it's an entitlement expansion. And over again, Ken Rogoff, the famed economist, said, so it's not about a tax increase when the economy's slowing. It's about fueling inflation with the chip bill and this idea from Manchin and Schumer. It's a combined more than $700 billion in spending. You are making the Federal Reserve's job, or they are, so much harder, and could lead to real financial economic calamity and Armageddon if the Democrats don't stop spending.
You know what? That's what I was saying. Like the
he actually uses the word Armageddon.
Armageddon. Yeah, I mean, because think it's going to be like Mad Max in here.
Yeah.
And we had a gentleman called in before, and we were talking about it. He brought in Mad Max, And I've been saying it for years too, that we're really headed that direction. And this is how it happens, by tearing down the economy where people can't afford anything. And then imagine what the rioting and the looting will look like. People thought the summer of love, 2020, was bad. This is going to be extremely bad, because when people can't get food, when they can't get things that they want and need for the survival of life, it's going to get bad. It really is.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? Unfortunately, they talk about how people are still, like, out there and spending money and stuff like that. Well, you know what? And paying their bills, that credit cards haven't shown that people aren't paying their bills yet. That's going to change. Because right now people are just on, they're maximizing their budget, where before they were able to save. Now they're not able to save, the budget is expanded. So we'll see what happens. You know, the more money goes up.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
the more money goes up, they're going to actually start falling on those credit card payments.
Bill is going to fuel even more inflation. It's not going to fight inflation, no matter what Joe Manchin says. And it's going to kill jobs by raising taxes on businesses. And by the way, those taxes will also fuel more inflation, because businesses will pass tax hikes along to consumers. The last thing we should be doing is putting another $1 trillion tax and spend bill into an economy that has both record high inflation and a recession. That is something that only Joe Biden could have accomplished. But remember, the geniuses that gave us record high inflation during recession are also the geniuses that planned the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan last year.
Exactly, 100%. And we're supposed to believe that, doing the same stupidity is going to give us different results.
Some people thought nobody could get dumber than Jimmy Carter. Well, they found Biden.
Or
so.
W. Bush. Seriously. I didn't care for W. Bush. I mean, because he says some stuff. But according to Joe Biden, W. Bush was a lot better. I hate to say it, but I mean, I don't like George Bush. I didn't like him then. I don't like him now, just to be honest with you, because, look how he was doing with President Trump even now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, President Trump was the only president in my lifetime that actually did so many positive things for the American people.
Yeah.
Regardless of your complexion, your nationality, your sex. And they tried to do everything they can to squash and crush President Trump, and they're still doing it. They're going after the man.
Oh,
right
man,
now.
Yeah. They're putting pressure on A.G. Garland to actually press charges against Trump right now. But
yep.
Anyways.
Here's an audio clip after Joe Biden came out and talked about the recession that we're not in. Wink, 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 wink. Listen to Secretary Yellen as she goes and try to explain that we're not in a recession, right?
Most economists and most Americans – have a similar definition of recession: substantial job losses and mass layoffs, businesses shutting down, private sector activities slowing considerably, family budgets under immense strain, in sum, a broad-based weakening of our economy. That is not what we're seeing right now. When you look at the economy, job creation is continuing. Household finances remain strong. Consumers are spending and businesses are growing.
That's not true, because if that was the case, then they wouldn't have all these layoffs coming. They wouldn't be talking about all the layoffs that are happening if that was the case. None of that what she just said is true.
Wow. So this just came, this article
just
popped up.
This just in.
And this is from Insider, right?
Okay.
You've heard of Insider before. It says a wave of layoffs is sweeping the U.S. Here are firms that have announced cuts so far, right? We named a few of them.
Right.
But you have Peloton is getting ready to lay off thousands of employees. Real estate firm Remax, 17% of their workforce is going away. Netflix is getting ready to make cuts. You got Shopify, we already said, 1,000 workers. You got 7-Eleven, 880 jobs are getting ready to go away. Vimeo, 6% of their workforce is going away. Tesla, 229 workers. You got Rivian, which we already talked about, the truck company, 5% of their staff. GoPuff, 10% of its staff going away. Remax, 17% of its workforce going away. Microsoft is getting ready to get rid of 1%. They're huge, so 1% is a lot of people. JP Morgan, 1,000 people get ready to get laid off. Compass, 450 people. Redfin, 6% of theirs. Coinbase is getting ready to get 18% of their workforce. Will, this is crazy. Carvana just got rid of 2,500 people. You and I already talked about that. Reese, 750 people are getting ready to get laid off. Better, which is a mortgage company, 4,000 people are getting ready to get laid off. New, 495 people. This just is going on and on and on. Oh, my gosh. This other company, I don't know what it is, Tricio, 20% of their staff is going away. Robinhood, 300 people going away. Wells Fargo announced they will do layoffs. They have not said how many. This just keeps going on. This is on Insider. This is crazy, Will.
So,
this is exactly what you and I said. They cannot brag about this job market
right
now. It is going to go away.
Yeah, well, they're lying to everybody. They're lying. The facts are there, but they're literally lying to everybody. And you said, how many did you say with Microsoft?
It said 1% of their
1%.
Staff.
So they actually – 1% of Microsoft, and if you go out there and look at it, it says approximately 181,000 people work at Microsoft. So they're looking at 1,800 people.
Right.
1,800 people about to lose their jobs. 1,810 people. So let me ask the question. All these companies laying off all these people, right? What is it going to look like when all these people are not working? Mm-hmm. So Where's people are going to do unemployment. There's going to be, they're going to need government assistance. Everything's going to happen, right? So when that happens, then what? The government is going to be taxing us more. So then that way the people that's not working will have assistance. Now, I don't mind helping people because that's what we're supposed to do. But the issue is that they're causing this. They're causing this to happen. It's unbelievable.
Yep.
Get ready, buckle up, everybody, because it is about to go down.
Yep.
It is coming.
It's crazy, right? And I didn't even read the whole list, people. Like,
that wasn't even the whole list?
No. Pop-ups started happening because, you know, of course, they got ads all over it. And anyways, the star pop-up. But I was just like, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. And these are the people only reporting, right? Think of all the companies, Will, that are not reporting.
And this was a day ago. So you know now that we're in a recession.
Yeah, I just forwarded it to you.
Yeah, now that it's going to be in a recession, it's going to be even more. It's going to be even more companies. This is a long list.
That's a long list, right?
This is an extremely long list.
And you know, you say, 250 jobs, that's not very much.
Wow, Peloton said, over
2,800 for Peloton.
Yeah.
it's crazy because you sit there and you think, this is just an example, people. This is just the people that have reported or known. There's going to be thousands of more companies that are going to lay off as well. You know, like I said, I was talking to my brother, and he said that companies are getting ready to lay off. But anyways, we are, believe it or not, Will, we are at the end of the hour. We thank everybody for
tuning
in.
Yeah, we got like 30 seconds. I'm thinking we're getting ready to go on for another hour here.
No. Unfortunately,
but
we can't.
Yeah, hey, thank everyone for listening in. Thank you so much for sharing this content everywhere you can. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. Don't forget, American Truth Project, they are the sponsor of this podcast. Just Google them, American Truth Project. All right, we will be here next Thursday, God willing. Well, maybe not, because I might be at CPAC. We'll see. Hey, everybody, thank you again. We'll see you on the flip side. Take care, and God bless.